Kesha, the Kesha of the beginning of Sefer Vayikra and the end of Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is Sefer of Teres Kainim. It's Sefer of the Kainim, the Beis HaMikdash. Hikim Darayim Baham Chokoisai. And also, what's the Kesha with Bahar and Bechokoisai? What's the Kesha between Bahar, the two parishes, Bahar and Bechokoisai? Here's a different Diki Yisod. That is, Bahar is the parish of Avdus. Where's the Pasuk? Kili b'nei Yisrael Avodim. Avodahim, Asher Tzitzi Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim. Where's that Pasuk? That Pasuk is a Pasuk in Bahar. The halachas of how to treat an Eved, the parish is in Bahar. Bahar is the parish of being an Eved Hashem. It's the Sod of Shemitah. The Sod of Shemitah is like the Rishonim say, that the field is not ours. It's not your field, Bichlal. So Rabbeinu Shalom, we're working in the Rabbeinu Shalom's Kili Sevelim Lola. We're working in the Rabbeinu Shalom. We are Vodim. Parashas Bahar is the Parash of Avdus. One of the major chalukim, he saw this tiki chalukim between the relationship between a melech and an eved and an av to a ben. A melech to an eved is the melech has to see all the time results. He has to see payers, he has to see results from the eved. The king's not interested in hanging around with his slaves. What are these slaves there? It's a teen. It's a do. They don't bring results. It's off with the head. The king doesn't care about the Amela. The king doesn't care about how many legs he broke while he was building the what he has to do. What does the king want to see? Payers. Payers. Brings the payers, get nished, and you're in trouble. A father and a son is punfaket. The father comes home. What's the father, mishtasheya? He sits and he watches his son. What's his little son doing? He's turning the whole house upside down. He's not making any payers. But that's the shashuim for the father. The shashuim for the father is when the father is lishtashea with the child. But a king and a thing is lakiru technical, king and a slave. The slave's got to produce peiros. Otherwise, peiros means he's got to bring the koyach el apoyel. He's got to see min koyach el apoyel. If a slave comes to a king and talks to the king about, you know, gevaltig, and I'm going to make you a palace, and it's gevaltig, and it's going to be ahin and hek, he's got a new geishain. You know, that's like one of the Yitzharas, you know, when it talks about learning, about Torah, and about Torah, and this Derech HaLimud, and that Derech HaLimud, and Meret, and Meret, and Meret, Gish and Lein and Epis. A king wants to see Peiros. Why does a king want to see Peiros, Taka? What's the Sod? Here's a very big Sod. What's the Sod of the Sphere of Malchus? So we've discussed before, what's the Sphere of Malchus? The Sphere of Malchus is, why is it the lowest sphere? It's the Chamelech. Melech, why should the Melech be the lowest sphere? Because we said the Sphere of Malchus is the Bepoel Mamish. It's the Bepoel Mamish. It's Machshova, it's Dibur, and the Bepoel Mamish, you bring it out into actuality, is that's the Sphere of Malchus. Right? We discussed that before, right? What's Malchus Sheba Chesed, Malchus Sheba Gvura? When you might see the Chesed, a person promises money for a cause, the Gabba knocks and bangs on the Bima on Shabbos morning, Chamon and Slon, Mishpocha, Ahin and Aheh. He promises a lot of money, no? Gaba phones up, calls him Sunday morning, no, I can come around to you. Don't come around today, come around tomorrow. Can I give it in Tashlumim? It's a Shvere Zeiten yet. So what did you tell me yesterday that you're giving me for? You Shakran? No, he's talking about Chesed. He wants to give. Obel the Malchus Sheba Chesed felt in the Malchus. The Malchus Sheba Chesed is the Bepoel Mamish of everything. Person can think he's Koivish as Yetzer, he's going to be Koivish as Yetzer, he's thinking Taka wants to be Koivish as Yetzer. The Yetzer comes, he falls like a weak man. Why? Because he's got no Malchus Sheba Gevura. Malchus Sheba Gevura is the Yetzer Lapal. We've discussed this enough. So, Meina, that's why a king spheres Malchus, king only wants to see Bepoel. Understand? A king only wants to see the Bepoel Mamish. Why? Because the Bepoel Mamish, that's Malchus. Malchus is the Bepoel of everything. The greatest potential of something, right? The greatest potential of something is the Koyach of Zriah. The Koyach of Zriah, by a mensch, is the Koyach of producing, of having children. It's called pre-bitnachab, you might see payers. So, kumdois, peldikazach, this is a meridika, noyridiki yasod. The kumdois, that the bechina of ki'ilu pegam habris, or bechina of wasting and not bringing something out ala poel, to a certain degree a merida b'malchus shemayim. You're taking something that's got the greatest potential. You're taking something that the king, the melech malchus shemayim, has the greatest tzipia for, and you mashchis it. You're not moitzi the peiros. That's nichlal in a merida malchus shemayim. You're poigin in malchus. You're poigin in malchus because malchus is the bepoel, and this is the greatest potential for bepoel gomo. potential is koyach. Yitzia min hakoyach al hapoel. That's the greatest potential. The Indian of Kedushas Yisod. And if you waste that, a person wastes that, that's choyder, penetrates into Merida b'malchus. El de Gazach. Yehuda's malchus. What happened to Yehuda's first children? Ervoinen. The pasuk says Ervoinen. They died. Rab ein Hashem. And the pasuk there says not even Medrashim. The pasuk there says mamish kipshutai what they did. The hishchus zare arts or the mamish the envayeshev. Why is this the tviya? Because this is Yehuda's children. This is malchus. Malchus and your poigim in bepoil. Your poigim in the greatest possibility of bepoil. That's the greatest merida malchus shemayim. A melech has to produce fruits. A melech has to see everything min hakoyach al hapoel. He has to see the eights being moitzi peiros. And you don't do that. Is that the merdeka tefiyah from Yehuda? So Hilge David HaMelech says to start to hinem. Hashri Yehesha shalai halach v'tzas v'shoim. In madreig of rishas. Derech chatoim lo yomod. And what's the spitz of a moishav leitzim lo yashav? So moishav leitzim, what's the yishlech? Derech chatoim melech. Rishoyim, Derech Rishoyim, Chatoim. Oh, what's Moshev Leitzim? We came around and do Moshev Leitzim. And Smash is going in Dargus. Dargus. What's the worst Darga? Moshev Leitzim. Why is there Moshev Leitzim? Because while a Melech, a Moshev Leitzim is the ex the Zach for a Melech. Why? Because what is a Moshev Leitzim?
No
Paris. No Paris. Gunish. Mezitz Darim, and Mishmist. Mishmist, and Melein Kolay Lam Kulay. And a Metit Gunish. A melech v'shteid, Moshev Leitzim le'yoshev is the worst thing. There's no peiros. No peiros. You're doing nothing. What are you doing? Moshev dekazach. How does that peiros carry on? If you k'sos esam chesham cheftzoy, oh, v'hoyo ke'eitz, shosl, apal gimayim, asher piriyo yitim be'itoy. Don't a melech daf a peiros. A melech daf zim peiros. Moshev Leitzim, tzach gunish, tzach. Malchus has to see Paris. The Malchus should be Klippa. Who's the biggest Malchus should be Klippa? The one wherever it says Melech, al pi pshat it means a certain Melech, al pi pnim it means Melech Malacham Nochem. Who's that? Achashverosh, right? Megillah, it says Melech means he's the Malchus. He was Mamed himself for Achmon Etzlan in the Emistik of Malchus. Mustete, Asuda. Another 100 days, and everyone's together. What was Repmendorten, whose wives are more beautiful, and the Modim say their wives, and the Parisim say their wives. Ezitzt and etit gunisht, and he does nothing. That's the Malchus Shebeklippa. Dovid HaMelech couldn't be able to see that Bechala. Malchus Shebekdusha is Kulei Peiros. The Torah Kedusha, which is the Melech B'Mishpat Yamid Oretz, it's the Mishpat HaMelech, the first mitzvah is Puruvu, Mach Peiros for me. Not just Peiros in Puruvu in the Halacha sense. Everything you do, after Mach and Peiros. What do you do now? You satinate a meal. What are the Peiros of this meal? You set a Halacha by the table, you made it like the Mizbech, that's the Gittim Peiros. You sat and you shmoozed and you ate, Chalta V'Savota, listen to this for Maisa. That's like a merida Malchus Shemayim. Achashverosh was the Malchus of Klippa. Malchus of Klippa, that's what he does. One big Moshev Leitzim, that's the Malchus. The Malchus of Umis Oilam, you see in the Halacha. They used to have these parrots, you know, these parrots to make a tainig for the Melech, and their tainig, and Yenna tainig. Garnished. Empty, no bepoil. And that's how. And that's how Achashverosh found Haman. Haman is Amalek. Amalek, we know, ain't Kisei Sholem. The Ben Shalem's Kisei is not Sholem. Right? Ki Yod al Kis Ka, the end of Beshalach. Kisei is the Kisei Amalech. Amalek undermines the Malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki Yedua, a lot of other things. What's Amalek? Ashekorcha Baderech. What's Korcha? Lashem Keri. Ashekorcha Baderech. Machshel Klal Yisrael. Machshel Klal Yisrael in Pagama Bris. Machshel Klal Bris means you Mashchis Dera. You Mashchis the Peiros. You Mashchis the Peiros. That's Haman. Haman is Mashchis Peiros. He doesn't bring the koyach el apoel. No, it's a gitter shidduch, a chashverish in Haman. When Esther says, Ish tsa v'oyev Haman haro hazeh, so what does the Medrash say? When Pasuk says, it says that a chashverish got up and he went to the garden, he went to his orchard. And what did he see in the orchard? So the Medrash says he saw people chopping down trees. So a chashverish says, what are you doing chopping down trees? So he said, Haman was mitzavas. Haman was mitzavah to chop down the trees. He got into a rage. The Medrash says it. The Medrash says it on the Psukim. Yochum HaMelech Bekas, he went out to the Binas HaGisa and whatever, and he saw the Malachim. Says Malachim came down and they were chopping down the trees, and he asked the Malachim, who told you to do this? He says Haman, and he came back in a rage with Haman chopping down trees. It was Tafti Paris. Haman and Achashverosh, Haman and Achashverosh, they're anti-Paris. Anti-Paris. It's Bechina Haman Amalek, it's Bechina of Zer Levatala, Mashkis. And that's why Haman is Ayod Al-Kes Ko. Melech Malachim, you have to produce Paris. And Haman stands for the idea of not producing pears, and Malchus of Achashverosh was a Malchus of not producing pears. So that's the Indian. That's the whole Indian of Malchus. And that's the klal, and that's the tachlis of Kol HaTorah Kula. Godel Talmid Shemevi Lidei Maisa. The tale of the Torah, Abdoisha, the Heilige Torah, is called Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bo. Eitz Chaim Hila Machazikim Bo. So Torah is a tree. What are the fruits of the tree? The Paris. As they state of the Paris, the mitzvahs of the Paris, Godel Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. You got to learn Torah to produce Paris. Das machen a Puruvu mit the Torah. How do you do Puruvu mit the Torah? By keeping the mitzvahs. Where's the Makar? Makar is, not the Makar, it's one of the famous Makar, is from the Parashah of Egla Rufa. Parashah of Egla Rufa, it says, what do you have to do? You have to take the Egla, Shalayas the Paris, and you have to take it to Nachal, Shalayas, what was the... Shalay Obed Boy, Veloy Zorea, the Orifoyos, where she says, Tove Agolo Bas Shnosa, Shalayas the Paris. Tire of Pemoko, Im Sheino is a Paris. Chaparigosa Shalze, Shaloini Hu Lasses Paris. Which Paris are we talking about over here? Kilo Sepashtis, you learn, Kilo, he killed somebody, he couldn't have children. Stopped him from having children. What does the Sifse Chachamim say? Paris Lasses Mitzvahs, Ashazel Pri Hadam. This is Ikkis. The Mitzvah of Chama says it's all about having children. So what happens if the corpse you find lying between the two cities? What about it's a corpse of a 100-year-old man? Anyways, he's not going to have children. So there's no Eglai Rufa. So he says, what's in Paris? Paris are mitzvahs. What's the Ikkis Chayme of Ritzicha? Don't let them do mitzvahs. Don't let them produce Paris. Who's the Ritzeach? Al-Khar B'chatechia. Esav. Amalek. Amalek lost Nishmach in Paris. He's Ritzicha. What does Amalek do? That was Esav. That means Achav Chatech. He's Ritzeach. The Iker Rishis of Ritzicha by Klal Yisrael is because Kivin Shemeis Nasa Chavshi Min HaMitzvahs. You don't let them do mitzvahs. So Mela, therefore, it comes out later with Amalek that they're Pogim the Bris of Klal Yisrael. It's all the Chene of Ritzicha. And that's the Hei. Don't let them do Paris. Kill somebody. You stop them from doing Paris. Do you know what that's a Merida? That's a Merida in Malchus. Shemaim, we said that's a Merida in Malchus. What's the parish in the Torah of Mini Melech? Same Tosim Alecha Melech. Where's that? Shoftim. The end of Shoftim. You don't let somebody do Paris. That's the best of Merida in Malchus Shemaim. Malchus is the Pearl Gomer. And that's the whole Yichud that's spoken about in all the Svarim. Yisoid Malchus. What's the Yichud? Yisoid is Mashpia to Malchus. What's Yisoid? Kedushas Abris. What's Kedushas Abris? You're not mashchis the potential to make Paris. You're not mashchis it. What do you do with it? You mashpia it to the right place. Yisoid is mashpia to the right place. Where's Yisoid mashpia to? To Malchus. That's the Yichud of Yisoid and Malchus. Why dafki Yisoid is mashpia to Malchus? Because Yisoid is Kedushas Abris. Yisoid is holding on to the biggest potential, knowing the Goydla Achrayis, that this potential, I've got to bring up Paris. I've got to bring the Mimoitzi min HaKoyach al HaPoel. Yisoid, you're holding on to that Moridika Koyach. And you mashpia to HaPoel. Where? To Malchus, because Malchus is Paris. So Yosef HaTzadik was Midas HaYisod, and he became the Melech. He was the first Yichud of Yisoid and Malchus. He became Melech. So Moridika Yisod. Rosh Hashanah is the day of Malchus. Leil Rosh Hashanah, what do we have on our table? Simonim, full of Paris on the table. The day of Malchus, we start our day of Malchus with Paris. We use the Paris. Ah, Malchus, that Malchus is all about making Paris. What do we blow? What do we blow on Malchus? We blow the Heilige Shofar. mitzad, it's called mitzad the zachrus shaboyin. It's the zachrus and the nikvus of the shayfa. The zachrus and the nikvus. It's the pu'ulu. What's the pu'ulu of shayfa? V'hoya b'yem ahu yitoka b'shayfa godel. Bo ha'oiv de'meretz ashu v'ani dochim b'eretz mitzrayim ishtachu l'ashem. What's this referring to? Apid Arizal? These are all the pogomim of went the batala. All the pogomim that went the batala lo'erich kol adoyrus. And like the Yerotzen and Tekah b'shayfa over there. She's called Tipa v'Tipa Sheyotza. It says that the Shefa Arizal says that the Shefa Godel brings all the zera that went in the batola, and it's mamshich. It brings it back. It brings it back to its makor. All that which should have made Paris that didn't make Paris, Shefa's masugel to bring it all back. So you're masakin the Paris. When do you do that? On Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Yom of Malchias. Yom Malchias, the greatest avoid of the day of Malchias is to bring back all the hashchosadik of payers that didn't become payers and to make them payers. Also, love when the Rebbeinu Shlomo's Malchias is going to be nizgala the ein koil, what's going to happen? Everything will bring up payers. Says the Gemara at the end of Ksubas, a seed in Eloni Srak, lahitzi payers, lahitzi guskim, lahitzi payers. Now the Eloni Srak don't bring up payers because now in this door, a person's got a bechira to bring up pears or to chas v'shalom not bring up pears. It's all potential. Allah said, Lovoy, there won't be such a thing. With Hashem's malchus will be so nizgale that everything we're doing will bring up pears. That's the sod of Hasid in Lani Srak. Even in Lani Srak will be moitzi pears. That's the sod of the Torah Kola Torah Kula. Pruruvu. Mela, Chag HaShavuos, what did they bring on Chag HaShavuos? Bikurim. The first pears. Why dafka on Chag HaShavuos? Came to the Beis HaMikdash. What's the Beis HaMikdash? The Armoyne Shel Melech. Beis HaMikdash is the Armoyne Shel Melech that Rambam says in Pirush HaMishnayis in Tomei Demidas. Why you need Shomrim? Because the Armoyne Shel Melech needs Shomrim. Everything about the Beis HaMikdash is the Armoyne Shel Melech. Ein Yeshiva Bazar El Malchi Beis David Mavad. It was the Melech thing. HaMelech Davzei in Peiris. Why do you bring the Bikurim? To the Beis HaMikdash. When? On Shavuos. A Kabbalah Torah. Godel Talmud Shemevi Ledei Maisa. That's Bikurim. On the day when we makabel the Torah, the first mitzvah in Torah is achpuruvu to bring payers, is we bring the payers to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. The sod of bikurim is we makabel that everything we do, should bring out payers. That's the sod, and that's why the Torah is a tree. Chas v'shalom, somebody who's not doesn't bring out payers, he makes the Torah into an ilan srak. Chas v'shalom. We have to make the Torah into the Eitz Chaim Hid, which gives out fruits. Ves mitzvah isayish tishmoyer or gadol talmish maybe the day ma'isa. The Maisa is the Peiris. Maisa Mitzvahs is the Peiris. And the Peiris you bring to the Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos from the Kabbalah the Heilige Torah. That's why the Gemara says in Yuma, Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdash not on the Godim Shel Zav. Right? He planted a golden tree. Shnei Degen Gemara in Yuma, the tree grew, golden fruits. And they used to bang against each other in the wind and made a noise. Gemara in Yuma. Golden fruits. The Moedek HaNes. Shall Peter Chateva. What's the Tafman Azan Nes? Ted says, when you come to the Beis HaMikdash, before you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, you have to see the golden pears. You have to see the Beis HaMikdash is a mokum of Moyimi Yake the pears, the Yakrus of pears. That's what the Beis HaMikdash stands for. The Yakrus of pears. Now, Moyim Shal Melech, Ba Melech and Eved, that bring the pears. That's now we can understand Bahar the Indian of Bahar Bechon Koisa. Bahar is Avdus, it's the parasha Kili Bnei Yisrael Avodim Avodahim. Bahar is the parasha of Avdus, we become Avodim. And Eved has to bring payers. What comes after Bahar? Im Bechon Koisa Teleichu, says the Heilige Rashi, Shetiu Amelim Batoiro. Next words in the Pasuk is Mitzvoy Sai Tishmoiru, says Rashi, Hem Amelim Batoir Almanos. Almanos to keep the mitzvahs. What's that? Koisa Teleichu is the tree. Mitzvoysai Tishmoiru is the Paris. Vasise Moiso, what's the Scha Mida Kenegan Mida? Sati Gishmech and Vitam, the Eitz Asode, Yitain Perioi. Sazayim Paris. You make Paris? Sazayim Paris. The Paris, what we're making, the Paris on the tree is a remes. It's a Bikurim Dika Paris. That's a remes to the Paris. The more Paris that we do, the more Paris we have, the more Paris. Chmon and Tzlon, Loisishmoli, Koisa's got the clawless. If you look at the Seder HaKlalus in Bechukoysa and Kisovoy, it's all nishtal shel around one nakuda, and that is you'll grow zeratim larik, and you'll sow and it won't grow, and if it does grow, then the enemy will come and take it away anyways. And this, and the klalism chukoysai, this is the extra klala, v'chaltim besar b'neichim, for one's own pre-bitnach harachman slan, v'amal itav, shchosis peyres. If you make an ilan israk out of the Torah, achman slan, is then all the peyres, because these peyres are only peyres, kol zman you're making the ruchni stick of peyres. The ruchni stick of peyres feed, and the ruchni stick of peyres, that's being an eved to melech, that's the eved to melech. No? Is there a kesher between b'ha'am b'chukoysai? After we're an Eved, we have to understand that an Eved's relationship is to a Melech, has to produce the Peiros. Chukosai is producing the Peiros. Kisovoi, which is the second Klolos, what's the first mitzvah in Kisovoi? Bikurim. Bikurim, Dafmachen Peiros. Dafmachen Peiros. So maybe that's the spitz of Sefer Koyin, of Sefer Torah's Koyin. Vayikra is Mishkan. Mishkan is Toch Pesa Migdash. What is Mishkan? What is Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash? Machen Peiros. Bring Peiros. Bring Peiros. Everything we do, every mice that we do, what's the Bepoel Mamish of what I just did? And if there's no Bepoel Mamish B'chlal, I don't know if it's a Moshe Leitzim, but I don't know what it is, but it's not bringing the potential, not bringing the potential of Bepoel. Person has got to be moitzim and achoich lapoil. Person is ki odom eitz asada, that says in Shoeftim there, just before the parsha of Egla Rufa, and then in Shoeftim, ki odom eitz asada. Every yid has to be moitzi peiros. Those peiros, the yid inyan, the spitz pegam, havada is the bechina of zera levatola, because that's the biggest potential, which has had the biggest waste. Oh, but everything that he does, a person's got to be just the bechina of shema bris, the bechina of shmira, whatever you're doing. You're sitting to eat something, learn halacha. You're I don't know, going there, lechtecha v'derech. Don't make anything waste, don't make anything levatola. And then a person's in Eved Hashem. Then a person's producing peiros the whole time. That's the hachana to Chag HaShavuos. That's the hachana to be mekabel the Torah. Hachana to be mekabel the Torah is to be mekabel upon ourselves. To bring Bikurim from Ilan Torah. Kadal Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa.
So the people say the Maisa, the Amelis, they say the Barisham likes. On Amelim, Kamzchar,
Anam. I'm not underestimating the Amelis in Torah. You ask me not on what I'm saying. Shtetach Kadal Talmud Shemevi Lidei Maisa. So the worst Talmud they could. He's the Amelis. Nimnu Vagomru. There was a Machlaikas then, Kiddushin Daf Mem. Once the Talmud Godel, once the Maisa Godel. Nimnu v'gomru, Godel Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. Godel Talmud, Shemevi Lidei Maisa. So what you're saying is another whole shmooze, it's another whole shmooze. But Avada and Avada, there is a certain...
Because Rabbi said that the guy Melech than ever, he needs the payers.
That's right.
Klape Hashem.
Oh,
also...
Oh. So we said before, I mean, we have a relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu as an Av to a Ben, as an Eved to a Melech. What do we say is the difference? An Av is Mishtashaya and Benoi. Mishtashaya and Benoi. Right? And an Eved, a Melech's not interested in messing around. Right? His social company is not going to be his slave. You're there for teeing, for doing. Ben Shlom has both relationships with Klal Yisrael. Ustit min afreitik senacht. So Svasema says, it says in this week's parashas, in many parashas, that during the week, we're avodim to Hashem. Shabbos with the Ben. In other words, there is an Indian avada with Rav Shlomo's mishtasheya in us, but that's the relationship of an Av to Ben. It's not the relationship of an Eved to a Melech that we have with our Kodesh Baruch Hu. There we have to produce pairs. So when we are Omel Batoira, that's an Av to a Ben. Hashiveinu or Vinu is the Rosecha. Then the Rav Shlomo's mishtasheya with our Melech Shabbatoira.
But maybe
the Maisa. That's mitzad Abdus. That's mitzad an Eved to a Melech. Taka two things. Taka Shibeno Vinu, the Korvenu Malkenu. Ovinu Malkenu. So an Ovinu relationship is the Shashun that the Rebbein Shlom has. Ve'ayet le Shashun, the Torah mitzad itself, and the Klal Yisrael learning Torah, that's the Shashui HaMelech. I mean, the king's palace, what was going on there? They had a yeshiva there, or they were doing avoida there? There's a prince, and there's avodim. There's a way princes, and we're also avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzad Avodim, we need payers. Tzad Avodim, we have to bring up payers.
When do we find our Lamaisa of just without the payers?
So Sema says Shabbos. Shabbos, we're like a Bentor Melech. Now, there's no Shabbos, what do we do? Avada, we don't Torah, we say the Torah table, but it's more Shashu, it's more.
Even the Shabbos is Malchus?
That's the Nichlal in the Malchus.
Malchus requires
we're like a prince by the Melech on Shabbos. So in a week, it's a Bechon of Eved Le Melech. This is what Sema says. And then you can also say, like we said, the Mitzad learning Torah itself, that's a Bechon is Ben. But Mitzad Godel Tamish, maybe the Demai said is an issue. We can't ignore that we also have Adam to the Melech. We can't ignore that. So there's taka both relationships. The relationship of Peiros, that's the relationship of Malchus. In other words, a person who says he's just learning Torah, he's not maybe the Demai, it's a pagam. Benjamin wants us to fear him as a Melech. Every bracha shekadoshana alekinu melech ha'olam. You mustn't forget that Rebbein Shlom is our melech. Melech melech hanochem hakadosh baruch hu chasu shalom. That's a merida to forget about that. So it's not that we have to bring payers to the Rebbein Shlom. It's not the shashuim of Torah alein. That's the bechin of bento melech. You can't confuse the two. There are times in the year where the Rebbein Shlom is ka'av and ben. There are times of the year Rebbein Shlom is a melech. Melech, nothing bringing payers. And when a Rebbein Shlom is a melech, so then the ikat via is where the payers. Understand? When the Rebbein Shlom is Misnai Kemelech, then the ikat via is where's the payers. Rosh Hashanah is the Malchis. The Rebbein Shlom is Tevea, where the payers. That's why we have to blow shofar. That all those that we didn't bring up payers where we're supposed to be, they should come back. That's the day of Malchis. You do on the Pirizal and the Pasuk, Smoil Tachas Rashi. That's Rosh Hashanah Kippur. You mean it, Chakeni, and Sukkos. Sukkos is also like a avos to a ben. What's the mitzvah of Sukkah? To sit around. Yeshiva b'sukkah. It's about the Melen, the Mitzkusha. I'm saying, Tung na dry halacha, chicken halacha. What's the mitzvah of Sukkah? To sit down, to essen, to schlufen. No? It's a mitzvah of sukkah. It's Ava Ben. It's a ikvi imi oid yemechot. It's the love. It's the Bein Shlom love just having us. Rosh Hashanah is Malchus. There you better come with a tray of pears. You better bring your bikurim. The Bein Shlom. Bein Shlom is checking where the pears. Sukkah is being the Bein Shlom's company. You see, there's Chol and Shabbos, there's Torah and Mitzvahs, there's the first part of Tishri, and the climax of Tishri, the second part of Tishri, and there's Achim. But here in the Bais HaMikdash was Be'ikah, Bais HaMikdash was Tachdeikah, the Armoine Shel Melech. Armoine Shel Melech, the Be'ikah is they have to bring up payers. That's the Yisod of Yisod and Malchus. That's why those two go together. Yisod brings pears. And Kedushas and Bris means that you bring the pears to the Malchus. You have to make a Yichud, Yisod and Malchus. To bring all the potential to make pears and then make pears. And that's the Yichud of Yisod and Malchus. Mitzrayim b'chlal went to the Indian of Paris b'chlal. They used to make Klal Yisrael make things and then they sunk. They make it again and they sunk. So they didn't understand Paris b'chlal. That's why they were Shtufi Zimo, right? Shtufi Zimo Mitzrayim. They had no musig of Paris b'chlal. No musig of Paris. Klal Yisrael.
What?
They have rain. Hashem took them out of Mitzrayim, and the Pesukim Sheyashirim, Hashem says, "Oh, Eretz Yisrael is ready. Chanta Perish, Chanta Fageo, Hakfanim Smoda, Nosnu Reach." Then Paris, just imagine after so many years, now you're gonna have Paris. Mitzrayim versteht nicht bechlav what Paris mean. Even when they make the Eved do something for the Melech, it's without Paris. They're building and it's sinking. They're building and it's sinking. we have to know if Hoyaki Savoy or Oretz, you have to come, the Iki is Oretz is Taka Malchus. Oretz is Malchus. Right? Do it. Oretz is Malchus. And Oretz is Moitzi Peiris. Malchus is Moitzi Peiris. Malchus is Peiris. Oretz is Malchus. And Malchus is Moitzi Peiris. Hoyaki Savoy or Oretz, come to Eretz Yisrael. You know, you're coming to the Malchus of Hashem. You're coming to the Malchus of Hashem, that you have to produce Peiris. If you do your ruchnis, take a job with payers. As them in the sati kishmich and vetoi, it's also the eating period. This is number 9. This is number 10. What's the vote? Payers, you mashpia to malchus. Who's mashpia payers? You saw it. You saw the malchus. Where should you be mashpia the payers to? Who wants to see payers? Malchus. The malchus wants to see the payers. And that's why Melochim, honestly, they haven't got patience. They're all interested in is if you build for them, if you do for them, if you bring out the payers for them. Someone wants to undermine Malchus Shemaim, Emesika Malchus, he makes a Moshe Blitzim out of Malchus. All the Goyshe kings, all like that in England, all the Goyshe kings, they used to eat and throw parties and banquets and banquets and parties and parties and banquets. That was the mamish, that was the clip of Malchus. Understand how that's the clip of Malchus? Malchus laloy te'elas, Malchus laloy peiros. Hashverosh was a Malchus laloy te'elas. Ape v'alchemosai, he was mighty peiros into Esther Hamalka, Daryove should build a base of English. Welcome on peiros. It says by Yerovam Ben Avot, he stopped them from going out to bring Bikurim to the Bais HaMikdash. Malchus Shuv Klipa. Shavuos we learn Maseches Bikurim. Yerovam Ben Avot, he stopped them going out to be the Regel, he stopped them going in a Bikurim. Malchus Shuv Klipa doesn't let Bikurim. Malchus Shuv Kedusha lets Bikurim. They brought the Bikurim to the Bais HaMikdash. The mission says at the end of the Bikurim that they gave them Kovod Malchus. He used to meet them, Zikni Yerushalayim, meet them, do some yes, whole procession. Kovod Malchus. You bring Peiros, you mashpia to Malchus. You bring Peiros, you mashpia to Malchus. It's a medical lesson, to the Machanach people that everything they do, they should be mighty Peiros. It's an amnestic approval. Nicht der Sachstamm. So I told you once, Avraham Shmulevitz told Bretler, Bretler, on the vision to he told this vision to Bretler, very Choshuvim Amam, he told me that Avraham Shmulevitz, Avraham Shmulevitz, his son, told this Bretler, that he was at a Chaslan Amshin Rebbe was there. So he said, what was your Rosh Amshin Rebbe? He says, you're sitting at the chasna. You know, people sit at the chasna and you hop around, you know, you haven't spoken to this one. He says, the Rebbe sits at the chasna. First of all, he turns his chair like this. You know, he shouldn't be sitting on the top table. He always does it. He won't sit like this. He sits like this. And he says, the whole time he's sitting there with his eyes closed. You know, you've seen it. Like, you know, you can sit for hours. Like. He says, there's not a moment of Hesach Hadas by him. Not a moment of Yederega is mighty payers. Yederega is mighty payers. We're not on that level, but then the Musuk, you know, Musuk is not a regular goes by without being mighty payers. It's the emstic approval. It's the emstic of Bikurim to HaKadosh Baruch. We eat, we sleep, we drink, we walk, we dust, we yet. Oh, we can be mighty payers. The biggest rishis is Ritzich. What's Ritzich? And the Chulas is payers. In English, there's a saying, to kill time. It's a taka emes. If you waste time, it's a ratzicha. It's a ratzicha. You didn't make payers out of that show, it's a ratzicha. Rosh Hashanah is a man of cheshbon ha-nefesh to bring all the time that we killed, all the netzoitzes that we could have, that we let it go astray. And I did kiss the shofar to bring it back. Mm-hmm. isn't the sugya of Shvat or Rosh Hashanah, isn't where is the sugya of Machlekes of whether Tu B'Shvat or it's called Shchoyde Shvat, Tu B'Shvat, Machlekes B'Shanah Mishel, what is that?
Shana?
Who? Isn't it Rosh Hashanah? Malchus the Great. It's a month before Purim. Purim is the Ashchas of Amalek, Ashchas of the Ashakor Chabaderech. He murdered all the koichas that went out astray. Haman was Mashchis Peiris. Halachim told the Chashveirish. Malach is not a Shekechas B'Shalom. Haman is Mashchis Trees. A month before Mechis Amalek, we make a big Peiris party. Tu B'Shvat. Shloshim Yoyim before Purim. Chashveirish is Mashchis Peiris. He's a Moshe Leitzim. And there's a Moshe Leitzim. And Haman is Mashchis Peiris. A month before Purim, we make a Peiris. Make a Sudas Peiris. Make a Sudas Peiris. Yeah.